are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
It's the big special event, Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Make sure you're tuned in. Turn your radios up. Call auntie, call uncle, call everybody and tell them that the special event is going down and you need to call in at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680 for the special event, Sunday, June the 19th. We want you in place. You can win games. You can win prizes. You can win fun. You can win excitement. That's right. You can win it all right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for the special event, Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. It's a big day and it's gonna go out with a bang.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CB veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long
the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
That's right, no stopping us now. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And today is a holiday. Chris Shaw, are you up?
You already know. It's always my holiday. I love this each and every week. Oh, not that holiday. Okay, I thought you were talking about my birthday because I celebrate every day.
Every day, of course.
Every day I celebrate my birthday. So I'm just like you, Mike. All right, but I got you. We're talking about today's holiday is Juneteenth. A lot of people are probably trying to figure out what Juneteenth is, what Juneteenth is really about. Juneteenth is a national holiday that was signed in last year by President Joe Biden. Juneteenth is a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. Juneteenth marks the anniversary of the announcement of the General Order No. 3 by the Union Army General Gordon Granger on June the 19th, 1865, proclaiming freedom for enslaved people in Texas. Now, remember, the proclamation, I can never get it right, Proclamation Emancipation was signed by President Abraham Lincoln in 1865, but it wasn't until 2 years later that in Galveston, Texas, slaves were just getting the information that they were free. So Juneteenth came about right around that time because of the celebration on June the 19th, because that was the day that was expected that they got the notice that slavery had ended. What?
Very good. Thank you so much, Chris. You did a great job. Thank you, Chris.
So,
and folks, you listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
And
so we're here to inform and teach.
And I was just going to say, Juneteenth, it started out with just a small celebration in the area of Texas. And later on throughout the years, it started spreading. And as it spread, Juneteenth became a festival holiday amongst a lot of African-American communities where we celebrate with music, families hanging out together, enjoying each other and remembering the history of, you know, what the Proclamation of Emancipation was all about.
Well, thank you. And folks, I have to say this because it was funny. It's funny that I broke our mics laughing so hard. But the point is, it's like when Howie thought he had it with Chubby Checker, I kept on saying, if you heard me saying, I had one spot that was a trick. It wasn't a trick, but I put in, because everybody was going to get the twist by Chubby Checker, and it was really Hank Bow and the Midnighters on King Records. He the one that did it first. But you know the old story, and every year then you say somebody, gotcha, that was famous, gotcha. Well, I said to Howie, gotcha, because
got him.
You only got two out of three.
Right,
anyway,
we got two callers on the phone
calling
line.
Howie.
We got two callers on the phone line, but Mike, you forgot to do one thing, Mike. You forgot to do one thing when we came back from the top of the hour.
Phone number?
No. Who? What are we listening to, and who do we have on the airwaves?
Well, I kept on saying, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I said that a couple times, and the phone number is 407-894-1680.
And who are your co-hosts?
A little bit. Who's the co-host?
What?
Question, Michael. Who's your co-host tonight, Michael? Question.
Tonight, his co-host is Lynn Golder, and his name, you're listening to, is Gary Sinclair.
All right, there we go.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, listen, we got two callers. We got two callers on the phone line. All the way from Jupiter, Florida, is the one and only one half of the dynamic duo. Christine, how you doing?
Hey,
hi, Christine.
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
We're doing fine.
Happy birthday and happy Juneteenth.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate it so much, Christine.
You want a shirt, Christine?
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, there's some left.
Christine, you want a shirt?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You want to
get a shirt?
Thank you. Like I said, I thought they were gone. Thank you.
No, not yet. I got 35. Now I'm probably down to about 25, but 25 left. Yep.
Okay, I sure appreciate
that. Thanks for
that.
Calling. Well, thank you for you're calling. Welcome. Thank you for being such a good listener. Absolutely.
Yep, you're a good listener.
Christine, hang on one moment, all right? Don't hang up.
Will do.
All righty.
Yep. Hang up. Get your address.
Let's go over to a good city, better known as Altamont Springs. Altamont Springs is the one and only Dan Day. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Gary? Atlanta, you're there? Atlanta.
We're doing fine.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Lynn. And, of course, to the birthday boy, Michael, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Dan. This is Michael. Thank you so much, Dan, for calling in. Thank you for my beautiful wishes from you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Would you like a shirt, Dan?
Well, you know, I really would like your other listeners to get those, you know.
No, we got room for you, Dan. You need a shirt.
Okay. All right. You won't have to twist my arm too hard. So it's Michael's birthday.
That's right. You go get a shirt.
You can't beat that. All right. All right. It's great. Well, may I say, Michael, you'll think I'm pandering to the host here, but you do not look 80 years old. I would never think you were close to that.
Thank you. So on the radio, when was the last time you saw me? 80 years ago?
As you know, I've been
2 years ago. Okay.
What, 2020 or 2019? 2020, I think I was in the studio.
I wasn't 80 then. That was only 78 or 79.
Fair enough. 78. Well, do keep in mind I'm legally blind, so maybe I'm just not seeing.
Okay.
Let me just quickly say this, Michael. Thank you for all of the years in which you have been not only connecting not only being the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community, but a bridge for the blind community to all the great support organizations like the Lighthouse and of course my favorite, the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and it's a bridge between the blind people and blind people, and you know how important that is for those of us with visual impairments not to feel alone, and so you're really a bridge among a lot of people, you know, for blind people to get support and to support one another. So great job with your radio.
Well, thank you so much, Dan, for saying that's a very sweet thing. I appreciate so much you saying that. That was very, very nice. Thank you so much for saying that. That was very sweet. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
When people say that to me, I'll be on the show for years to come. My goal is to be on for at least another 15 to 20 years. I'd like to hit 95. Who knows? But anyway.
I don't know if I could put up for you until you're 95 now. Still good now.
Long time. My brother's 85. He's going strong. Barry, if you listen, you're going strong. You can call in too, Barry, anytime. But anyway.
Well, keep
he's working, and my family works still.
Thank you so much,
time.
Dan.
Okay,
thanks for calling, Dan. Hang on.
Those nice
anytime.
Things.
Bye-bye now.
Talk to you later.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, I'll be here as long as my listeners want me. I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere.
All right, I got one more caller before we go to break. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I want to take a trip over to our good state of Indiana. Clinton, Indiana, that is, and talk to our good friend, the one and only, John. John, how you doing?
Hi, Chris. How
There's
you
John.
Happy Father's Day, John.
Hey, John.
Happy birthday, Michael, Lynn.
Well, thank you so much, John, for calling in. Appreciate it so much. Wish me happy birthday, John. John, you want a shirt?
Yeah, if you got a slice trip for me and my wife, Triple X.
What you? Huh?
You triple X or just double X?
I have a few double X, though.
We have a few double X's.
Yeah, not many.
Okay,
not many.
Well, give me that, and I'll have my wife to wear it, because I need a triple X. But anyway, I hope I did a good job last week. I appreciate it. People told me I talk too fast.
Well, to answer your question, we have one triple X and a couple two double X's.
Nine,
so if you need a triple X, it's yours.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll work.
We have one triple X, one double. If you're going to wear it,
yeah,
it's coming your way. Two shirts coming your way because you're a great listener. We love having you on the show, Indiana.
Thank you.
Well deserved it. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you,
John, for listening to the show.
Well, my birthday is next month on the 17th, and I'm turning the same age you are.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, next month, July.
We celebrated my brother's birthday. Today is 85, but his birthday is not until July 24th. I'll be talking about it more July 24th, his birthday.
Yep.
He's going to be 85.
Mine will be the 17th next month. I'll be turning 80 years old too. So, and that I still ain't going to be. I'm still plugging away. I'm like you. I'm going to stay.
There you go.
As long as I can.
Keep on plugging. Keep on plugging.
That's right.
We have to go to break, John. We have to go to break. We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. There'll be a lot more coming on.
Take care, Mark.
And if you're asking, what is this all about? It's a bridge between the blind and the seeing. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
It's the big special event, Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Make sure you're tuned in. Turn your radios up. Call auntie, call uncle, call everybody and tell them that the special event is going down and you need to call in at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680 for the special event, Sunday, June the 19th. We want you in place. You can win games. You can win prizes. You can win fun. You can win excitement. That's right. You can win it all right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for the special event, Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. It's a big day and it's going to go out with a bang.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom and I hope you enjoy them. Always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Chris, can you play Sheila's... It got kicked out again.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you that.
Yeah.
Always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them.
Play that again. I want to hear that again. I like that one. Play that again.
Always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them.
I like that. Watch what you say. That's right, because you have to eat it.
Think before you speak.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'm going to think and I'm going to speak. So I'm going to think about introducing our first guest, actually, for tonight. This is his first time on the air, and we'd like to welcome Calvin Follette from Christian Record Services for the Blind in Lincoln, Nebraska. Welcome, Calvin.
Thank you.
Calvin.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me on.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure.
More than welcome.
Tonight, happy Father's Day and all those good things. So,
Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about Christian Record Services, Calvin, for those who are not familiar with the organization.
Okay, I'll keep it real short. I'm the Member Services and Studio Director at Christian Record. So I'll be sharing a couple of things, new things in the studio. Our mission is to empower people who are blind to engage their communities and embrace the blessed hope. And so we deal with, we offer things similar to the National Library Service, but we're supplementary, inspirational, informative, educational in Braille, large print, and audio. And right now, we're in the middle of camp season, so we do have summer camps across the country that are in session. And so those are the big things that Christian Record offers.
Okay, and then you said you had some new things to talk about tonight, some new add-ons.
Yes. Yeah, I'm currently working on a project called that we call Full Vision Books. And these are books that are, you know, an 18-point font on paper, as well as plastic sheets of Braille between every page. And we designed it really for up to three different audiences. And so it starts off with a few different reading levels. So you have an entry or emergent reading levels, which would be like a pre-K level. And then, you know, level one, level two, and level three. We have books in a variety of, you know, the Bernstein Bears, books on nature and animals. And they're really designed for, let's say, if you have a parent who is blind, but they have a sighted child or they're reading to sighted children. So we've put the Braille on the plastic on the other side of the page. So as you're feeling with your fingers the Braille, it leaves the other side of the page open for reading and observing if someone there is sighted. Or even an older child who gets getting the hang of reading in Braille can start to read in Braille. We do have some blind children who are learning Braille, and we have parents that don't necessarily know Braille, but they can read along on the other side of the page as well. And then eventually, when we get the project all done based on reading levels, we'll offer the audiobooks as well on digital cartridge that goes with it. So you hear it, see it, and feel it. And so we're taking the book series that we're taking is the Zonder Kids books. Zondervan has a variety of different books, and we're taking some of those books and transforming them so that they can be shared between sighted and blind individuals. And we do have adults. I have a lady, a member, that likes to go to the library and read for children at the local library. I have other ones that like to tell stories to children at her church. And so we're finding interesting ways to use these books with our members.
I didn't realize that you had all these, the literature and the books and all available through the organization. What is the Naomi Chapman Turner Library for the Blind? Is that available to our listeners all over the country?
That is available. Yes, that is available to any. If you qualify for the National Library Service, you qualify for Christian Record. Same similar process. If you're reading Braille or you're already a National Library Service member, if you were to call our phone number and ask about membership, just be sure to just kind of give them a heads up on either of those two things. It'll help the application process go a lot quicker. And that number is 402.
Okay.
402-488-0981, option 3, 402-488-0981, option 3. And we're observing Juneteenth tomorrow, so we'll be in the office again on Tuesday.
What is the website, Calvin? So if they can't, you know, not everybody can remember a phone number that quickly.
If you wanted to go to the website and apply online, you can go to lib.guide, L-I-B, Think of it as library guide or a guide to the library, lib.guide, lib.guide. That's all you need. And up in the top right-hand corner, or if you're going through with a screen reader, there'll be an application button there to apply. Or call the number, and we can walk you through that on the phone.
Do we have the phone number on our webpage?
Yes.
We do. So if anybody listening to the radio show, if you missed any part of it on the web, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and just look up Christian Record and pull up the phone number or his webpage. No problem.
And how much is this membership?
The memberships are free. They are provided by donors who donate for these services through Christian Record. So we don't charge for anything. The books, we have the lending library, so the digital cartridges work. If we send out audiobooks on digital cartridge, they would come back in 30 days. But these two items I'm talking about tonight are, you know, they go to your home and you keep them. So
they like the word free. So listen, everybody, that's free now.
You said you keep them. What exactly do you mean? You keep them?
They're not on loan. They're not a library loan item.
So you're talking about the full vision books that you made?
I'm talking about the full vision books. Yep. Are,
that's nice.
Yeah, so if you had a child, preschool, first grade, they're learning to read Braille or they're moving on through the school, you can start to build your own book library.
Library, yeah. Save for the next child coming along. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Terrific.
And then the second item I wanted to mention that I'm kind of excited about, I don't know if you guys like to cook or not, but I like to cook.
I do.
And sometimes I get a little bit messy when I'm cooking. And so we came up with this cookbook. It's all in Braille. We do have the large print version as well, but we have it all in Braille, and it's all in plastic, so it's easy to wipe down. If you spilled something on it, it'll last for, you know, you can pass it on to generations. It's a three-volume cookbook set. It comes in three volumes, and all the pages are plastic. Covers are laminated, so you can wipe it down with a wet towel or rinse
it off
under the faucet. And it's free, too, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So let's go over this again.
Right,
he's got a free cookbook. I'm going over. He's got a free cookbook in Braille, which is free.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Braille.
Free
volume. And if you wanted a large print version, I also have that as well in large print and full color.
That's great.
This is unbelievable.
Terrific. Yep. Yeah. Good idea.
Tell us a little bit about what types of recipes might be in the cookbook for our listeners.
Well, they
we have a lot of cooking people out there. I know that.
Yeah, they're going to be healthy recipes. So it's focusing on just a few ingredients. So I think many of the recipes are like five ingredients or so. We chose a cookbook that we felt like it's healthy, but we felt like you didn't have to go to a specialty health store or anything like that to get specific products. You should be able to get it at most any grocery store that you're accustomed to going to. And it keeps the number of ingredients down. They're easy to cook and they don't take a long time to make. So
this is fantastic. So Calvin, so if they go to lib.guide, like LIB for library, lib.guide, they can just find the link, the tab to order these books, or they have to fill out an application? How does it work?
Well, yes. These are for Christian Record members because that's how we have it set up through our donors. And what that means is we just have your name and phone number and mailing address, which is what we need in order to send you the book, and you have to be – you know, you have to qualify as being blind, just like you would for the National Library Service.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's simple.
Yes. So when you call, if you call or connect, just let us know you're from this radio show, and we'll go from there.
The cookbook sounds fabulous, Sheila. I hope you're listening, and Eugene, and all our cookers out there. Gary, you cook too.
Yep, I'm a cook.
Yeah, you
there
are.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, well, thanks a whole lot for all this information. I'm sure everybody likes the word again, free.
You're welcome.
Well, we hope that you call back in again next month.
Okay.
More of the scoop.
Thank you so much for coming on. Again, would you before you get off, would you say again your phone number again?
Calvin.
Yes,
Calvin?
the phone number, member services phone number is 402-488-0981. That's 402-488-0981 and select option 3, and we'll be back in the office on Tuesday.
All right.
Very good. Get the free cookbook in Braille or large print?
Or the children's book.
Or the children's book.
Yeah. Children's books, yeah, for a new library.
Mm-hmm. That's fabulous. Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you for joining us. Enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Calvin.
Thank you.
Good night.
Yogi.
Well, folks, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I want to thank all the people who are calling in. If you still want a shirt, now is the time to call in. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. These shirts on the front in small print say, Remember the Man. In the back, small print on the one side. These are it's very small print, by the way, not big. BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org. No, it doesn't say .org. It just says Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
The front and the back is just
Blind and Beyond. Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yeah.
It's beautiful shirts. 100%
what color, Michael?
The charcoal.
It's gray, a charcoal.
And the writing is charcoal. A light gray. Uh-huh. Very
good looking.
Very nice quality.
Yep.
Very cool.
So, folks, I want to thank you for listening to our show all the time. For those who are just tuning in for the first time, I hope you like the show. This show, well, the first hour was fun. And Howie, I hope you don't hold it against me for laughing so hard.
Might never call in.
Oh, I hope not. I hope he calls in. I hope he keeps on calling in.
Hey, Michael, one more thing. If somebody wants to talk to you about the show or just talk to you, how do they get a hold of you?
They write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at Blind and don't forget the A-N-D, and so it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll repeat, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's how you get a hold of me. By the way, if you want to give any PSAs or anything else about your community or anything else about any organization that you belong to, we're here for you. So if you belong to NFB, you want to say something about NFB or ACB or any other organization you belong to, we'd like to hear from you. And by the way, folks, I don't know if you heard me. I was saying it fast when we had the break, but we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. One of the things I'm so happy when I hear people like Linda in New York say that they listen to the show all the time, which – and she's sighted. So if you're sighted, yep, we'd love to have you call in. More than welcome. Anytime, whether it be for trivia or anything else. That's the reason why we started this show. We wanted the sighted people to know about the blind people. We wanted the blind people, let's just say, to talk to the sighted people. Hey, we're here. We're not just blind. We can do a lot of things. That's one of the things I wanted Sheila to hear, my brother who's sighted, to hear. My brother can't do a lot of things, the same as me, and he's sighted because we really don't want to. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. But I guess you say this way, that there's a lot of people that are older who don't care about texting or using a computer from the old school. I'm still from the old school. I admit it.
Hey, now, Mike, Lynn,
a lot of the songs. Wait,
Gary,
one second, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Let me finish my thought. We play a lot of old songs. I admit. If you want us to play some newer songs, trivia, write to me. When we have a guest on, whoever the guest may be, a lot of times we play newer songs. Sometimes Lynn picks up newer songs, or myself, I'll pick up newer songs. But if you want us to play more songs, whatever you want us to do in the show, let us know. Write to me and say, Michael, do more of this. Michael, do more of that. I'll listen to you. I promise. And I'll answer you. What do you want, Chris? Chris.
All right. Okay. No. Okay, so Chris from Wildwood just called and he was trying to get in with the guest caller that we had on the phone. So with the information, when you mail him or email him the information of the number that he needs to call because he said you can't beat a free cookbook.
He has to just join. He has to become a it's very simple. He just joins Christian Record Services for the Blind. That's all. Okay, so get his email and I'll send it to him.
Yeah, get his email. We'll send it to him.
Michael.
One second, Gary. If anybody else wants to write to any one of our sponsors, like Christian Record, and you don't have, let's say, the name or the phone number, whatever you need, write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the N, A-N-D. So it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Anything you want to know, anything, if you want to come on the show, let us know.
And we got our good friend Sherry on the phone line from Orlando. Sherry.
Sherry.
Sherry. Hey, how are you? Happy birthday.
All right, how you doing? How you doing, Sherry?
I'm good. Happy birthday. Happy Father's Day to you and Chris and Gary. And
Sherry?
I just called. Yeah. Are you there?
We're here.
Okay. I just called to thank you for this show. I've been listening since day one. And I was talking.
We know that.
Yep. I was talking to my son yesterday. He's 25 now. And I was talking to him and he said, I said, you remember Michael and Lynn? And he goes, yeah, we met him at Petey's Pizza. And I went there, and that was the day Lynn's friend's purse got stolen. Now, this is a kid who can't remember that 10 minutes ago I asked him to please take the trash out. But he remembers Lynn and Michael and Nancy. He said for me to be sure and tell you, happy birthday, Michael. And
thank you so much, Jerry, for calling in. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry.
Okay.
So, Michael, you forgot me. Michael.
Okay, now it's time. Is it time for Gary's trivia?
Yes, it's trivia.
It's trivia time. Chris, it's Gary's trivia time. Trivia time, 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Gary, you're up.
Okay, you know, it's an easy day today. We want everybody to win. Just tell me who sings this song.
Okay, Chris. 407-894-1680.
That's an easy prize right there.
Who's singing the song? Really? Who is singing the song?
Everybody should know this song.
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? And while we're waiting, I'm going to throw this out to you folks. I learned something a long time ago, and I want to pass this on now because it happened the weekend that my son, who missed my party, didn't remember. If he's listening, remember it again. So I tell you, you folks, if you're going to go somewhere important, don't try to get there just 2-3 hours before you have to get there, because things happen in today's world. Like my son tried to get there 3-4 hours before, and what happened was he was coming from Philadelphia. And what happened? He got on the plane. And what happened? He got on the plane, and the plane, when he got on, the pilot said the plane is canceled. They're not going for another 6 to 7 hours, which means he would have missed my party. He was just coming in for the evening. So I never saw my son for my birthday party.
Lots of flights are getting
canceled. So all I'm saying to you folks, if you think you have to go somewhere important, go the night before, or if it's at night, go the morning of. But don't try in the afternoon, because what happens if the flight cancels? You have to go to another flight. Try to go at least 1 or 2 days ahead. Whenever I had an important meeting, I always went at least the day before, because it's better to be early than late or never at all, because things happen in today's world. Planes get canceled. You could be in a traffic jam on the way to the airport and never get to the airport.
Weather.
There's all kinds of things. Weather. All kinds of things happen in today's world. So the planes are being canceled left and right. All kinds of reasons in today's world. Always make sure that you leave the night before, or get at least make sure that if you're going to go by plane, that if your flight is canceled, there's another flight after yours before the occasion, or there's another airline that you can transfer over to. Don't try to be just getting there at 2 o'clock when the fare starts at 6 o'clock. But that's not going to work sometimes, because the flight could be canceled, which happened to my son. His flight was canceled. And that means he couldn't come. Anyway, that's words of wisdom. Anyway, well, we're
I'm
right.
Nobody's, somebody's got to call in and this, my song. It's so easy. I gave a freebie out, actually.
Guess it's not so easy. People will be calling 407-894-1680. We'll wait 2 minutes. If nobody calls, we'll give the answer.
407-894-1680.
I appreciate the calls for my birthday. Appreciate it so much. It's a birthday.
All right.
Special birthday. My wife made a fantastic party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lynn, tell what the birthday cake looks like.
Wait a second. What? No. Chris?
Not right now.
Chris, you there?
I guess he got it. Yeah. No, I'm here. I'm just trying. I'm trying to get everything situated. All right. So we got two callers on the phone line. I did get Chris from Wildwood just called back and gave us his email address. We got our good friend, the professor, on the phone line. Professor, how you doing?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Good.
I really, if you have other callers on the trivia, I'm good with that. I just called in to say happy birthday to Michael. Happy Father's Day to Michael, Gary, you.
Well, thank you so much, Sean, for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
Gee, Gollagers.
I
saved this shirt for you.
To win trivia, but thank you so much for the party. It was absolutely
thank
awesome.
Thank you, darling.
Thank
you. Anybody else on the line, Chris, or is Sheila the only one?
Well, no, I got Sherry on the phone line as well for trivia.
Oh,
Sherry.
Okay.
Sherry.
Turn up the volume.
There she go. She's trying to turn. She up there trying to pump up the volume.
Hello?
Anybody else? Chris?
No, that's it.
He's the only two callers on the line?
That's it.
Okay.
That's Sherry.
So who was first between these two? Our two regulars.
Yeah, it was Sherry and Sheila, and we got Sherry on the phone. Sheila just dropped.
Oh, Sheila just dropped? Okay. She dropped.
Well, not like that, but, you know,
her
phone line dropped. Not like that, Liz. She ain't just dropped.
Hello?
Sherry, how you doing?
I'm good. I was trying to hear what Sheila was saying. Did she guess the trivia, or has it been guessed?
No. It's open yet.
Okay. Okay. The trivia is by the Beatles. And
you got that.
A little fun fact is Paul McCartney turned 80 years old on the 17th of June.
17th.
So
you like
that, Mike? Yeah. I'm sorry, the 18th. 18th of June, yesterday, the 18th, sorry.
There you go. And you just won yourself a $10. No, you won a $10 gift from Sonny's Barbecue. $10 gift card.
Yeah, there you go.
Sonny's Barbecue.
All right.
She likes Sonny's Barbecue. Yeah, I know you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Happy birthday. Have a good week, everybody.
Thank you so much. Wish me happy birthday. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Jerry.
Are
you there?
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Go on the break.
And give those young ladies some shirts.
Yep.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Services' newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet-and-greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. We have a call, I believe, on the line. Chris, who's on the line?
We have a good friend, the one and only. I'm going to learn how to get right one day. Charles from Ocala. Charles, how you doing?
I am doing good, Chris. How are you?
I didn't do it. Happy Father's Day. I couldn't get it.
Uh-huh. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
It's Mr. Charles. How you doing,
Charles? That is Charles.
Uncle Mickey. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Mickey. Not everybody knows about Mickey.
Happy birthday to you, Uncle Mickey. Happy birthday to you, Uncle Mickey.
Wise guy. Okay. Okay.
Keep going, Charles. Keep going.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in,
Charles. Happy Father's Day, Michael, Gary, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Okay, but thanks for calling in.
Kind of sure. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. All right, so now I got to tell the private joke. All right, there is a joke here, so I have to explain something to you.
Oh, boy.
When I was born, my parents asked my brother, Barry, who's 5 years older, what should we name your brother who's just born? And he said, because in those days it was very big, name him Mickey Mouse. And my mother said, we can't name him Mickey Mouse, but we'll name him Mickey. So my real name is Michael. But from the day I was born to right now, my family, my immediate family members know me as Mickey. My brother to this day calls me Mickey. Everybody else, well, my immediate family, my nieces and nephew call me Mickey. My children, grandkids, they don't call me Mickey. Of course, they call me Dad or Grandpa or Poppy, depending on which side of my family. But all those, my brother's side, call me Mickey, Uncle Mickey. So everybody out there calls me Michael. So in my class picture in my yearbook and going to school, my name was Michael, but in parentheses was Mickey. So Sid Payne, I don't know what he calls him. What's Sid Payne calling him? Michael.
He calls you Michael.
He calls him Michael. But when I went to American Bandson, most of the kids calling me, I was known as Mickey G. A lot of people know me as Mickey G or G, Mr. and Mrs. G. My mother in the record business, the distributor, they used to call her Mrs. G. So, folks, I thank you for sharing my birthday today.
And our Father's Day.
I feel great. One second, Gary. I feel great. Those chambers that I went to for a couple months, cleared up all my stuff. Even helped my teeth, even helped my gums, it helped everything on my body. And I feel great.
Your hair.
Yeah, my hair makes growing better. So I feel great. And people who can see me say I look great, which is wonderful. I don't look my age, which is wonderful. And what can I say? I love being here. I love doing this show. And as long as you'll have me,
come into your homes, I'll be here. I plan to be here as long as you'll have me.
Hey, so, Mike.
What?
Before you go any further, I got one more caller for you. I have one more caller just for you. Are you ready?
We're ready.
I'm going to let this caller come through because they did such a fantastic job on last night. He did a wonderful job. I didn't get a chance to tell him because he had me working hard, making sure I did everything else right. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls of all ages, do me the favor and put your hands together for the one, the only, the fabulous singer, Dave from Fern Park.
Yeah, yay, yeah, Dave.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, Dave?
Happy birthday. And you know what? If I would have called in a few minutes earlier, I would have caught Chris to look up this song. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
That's a song they wrote just for him. You know, yeah, they had this girl band that did that song, Michael, just for you. So I kind of went out of character when I did that one for you, but I had to do it. So anyway.
Well, thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on.
Dragging out your birthday.
That's right.
You
did a great job.
You
did a great job.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, David. You did a great job last night.
Thanks for calling in, Dave. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
Thanks. Bye bye.
I just wanted to remind everybody to join us again next week. Michael Williams will be joining us from Texas, and he is a blind musician. And also, we will have some wonderful guests from Foundation Fighting Blindness and many more things to come.
And folks, for all those people who called up today, wish me happy birthday. I want to thank you all.
Yes.
Appreciate it. It was a wonderful time we've had today. And my birthday this week, my birthday is really June the 15th, but we celebrated it today and last night. And I want to thank you all. And let's say I want to give a clap. I want to thank my wife who did everything. She put it all together. And if you don't know, I appreciate my wife so much. Besides loving her, she did a great job. She worked like a dog. And she did a wonderful thing last night. She put it all together. And all I can say is I love my wife so much. And thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Anyway, folks, looking forward to next week. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Thanks,
don't go
Gary.
Away. Love you all. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chris.
Thank
Good
you.
Night, everybody. No Love you all. Good night.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Bye.
Happy Father's Day.
Be safe.
God bless.
Be safe. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Coming around, I know we've got a long, long way to go, and we're building.